Okay, we are learning a Lakai Neshama Shel Satabi, which is page Mem to Mem Aleph, and we discuss so far the personality of the Neshama, or the uniqueness of the Neshama. And as I explained last time, there are two parts of the Neshama. There's that which is the Kayach Achius, the life force of a person, which is the Neshama that's found in the whole body. And then there's the part that's unique to a human being, which gives him his daya and his understanding, and that's neshama shebemoichi. That's the part that we describe as being in the mayach. Let's see where he goes with this in explaining the language of the bracha. Let's start from the third paragraph. Va'imrim dalel l'shaynos. Okay, the bracha has in it numerous expressions. There are those counted as four and those counted as five. He's going with the Mahalach, those counted as four. The expression, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahirahi, is by him a Hagdama, and he explains that there are four expressions of the Neshama, and let's see what he says, and I'll try to explain the details of the two ways to understand this bracha. Okay, we refer to the Neshama, and the whole bracha is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neshama that's returned to us every day. Vaymer dalel l'shaynos. In the bracha l'kai neshama shenasata bi tahirahi, we say four expressions. Shenasata bi, that was given to us. Ato v'rasa, you created it. Ato yitzarta, you formed it. Ato nafachta bi, you blew it into me. Keneged dalel olama is shekfar hiskarnu. Now we didn't learn his expression of adayin olam, but it's a fairly common idea that there are four, what we call four olamos, the olam ha'atzilus, and the olam ha'briya, and the olam ha'yetzira, and the olam ha'asiya. To explain what it means, I'll explain it the way it's explained simply. In order to have, let's say, a table, it required three acts of creation. First, Hashem created yesh me'ayin. He created substance when there was no substance. In the first instant of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created matter. Then, that matter, that's Bria, Bereishis Bara Elokim. From Bria comes Yitzira. Yitzira is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each part of creation its own unique characteristics, its own form, its own composition, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took some of that matter and made wood out of it, so that becomes wood. That's called Yetzira. What?
Which one is Adam?
The Adam? Well, if you assume the Adam is the smallest particle in existence, which it's not, but whatever the smallest particle of existence is, that's the beginning. Then the different atomic particles or subatomic particles came together and formed different things. So they then formed things in creation, which we call Bria, which we call Yetzira. And then there's Asiya. Asiya is that you take the wood and, let's say, you make a table out of it. That's Asiya. Asiya could be that God made a tree out of it. It doesn't have to be that a person makes it. So that different substances in the creation can exhibit themselves in different forms. So those are the three olamos which we generally explain. Bria, creation, Yetzira, and Asiya. Now, before that, there's something called the Olam Atzilus, which is the spiritual world or the Kabbalistic world, which is the world in which the idea of creation occurred. The idea of creation occurred. Now, I'll explain it to you the way I heard this from Rav Moshe Shapiro, the way he explained it. It's really a very geschmack explanation. We say there are four steps in creation. The conceptual idea of creation, then Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, we can understand, is matter. The matter has to take form, and then it has to be made into something. We say that the world was created with 10 mamorim, 10 mamorais, 10 expressions. The first is Bereishis. There's no Vayomer HaBereishis. We already find The first time we open the Chumash, we find Bereishis Bara. We find already Bria. Bria has taken place. And it's followed by the different acts of Yetzir and Asiya. Why so? What does it say? Ve'yomer Hashem, create Yesh Me'ayin. So he explained the following. In the Torah, we learn V'alachta B'drachav. We learn about God because we're supposed to emulate the Rabbi Nishalayim. We cannot emulate the Rabbi Nishalayim creating Yesh Me'ayin, in creating matter. Human beings can't do it. I mean, scientists are trying to do it, but they've so far been unsuccessful in creating Yesh Me'ayin. The gigantic colliders that they have are really for the purpose of discovering how it's possible that in a Big Bang, Yesh could be created. And I don't know that they'll be successful, but it's just that it's an incredible idea, the idea of building it. And when you read about what it is, it's a testimony to ingenuity, the whole idea. I mean, how do you shoot atoms and make them crash into each other? It's just mind-boggling. You know, at any rate, the job of a person is to give form to whatever he has. Now, there's our job, let's say we're given certain talents, we have to give it form. We're not expected to create Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. But in the world, there are the steps of giving form to the things that, the raw material that we get. So at the worlds of Yetzirah and Asiya, are sort of the lower end of the ability line. That's what we do. So it's actually four elamos: Tzilus and Bria, Yetzirah and Asiya. Shmeina Esrei, if you take some of the Chassidish Svarim, Sidurim, and certainly the Kabbalistic Svarim, it says by Karbonis, it says Olam Asiya. In Psukei Dezimra, it says Olam HaYetzirah. In Berachos Kriyas Shema, it says Olam HaBriya. And in Shmoneh Esrei, it says Olam HaTzilus. Now, I don't know exactly what that's supposed to mean precisely, but in davening, making things happen, there are these four worlds. And why don't we just finish Shmoneh Esrei and end? So it's like a cool down period. After Shmoneh Esrei, you go down step by step. In the different levels. Rav Schwab, his introduction, says you have to picture yourself going into the Kohen Gadol and Kodesh HaKodeshim. So you go also through four stages. You go up to the Har HaBayis, you enter the outer world, the walls, the where the Kaisel is. On the other side is the Har HaBayis. That's one. That would be Keneged Olam Olam HaAsiya. And then you walk into the Kodesh, the Heichal, the outdoor area of the Kodesh, where the Mizbeach is, then you're coming to, not the Hechel, but the Chotzer is the next thing. And then you're supposed to picture yourself, he says, you're supposed to picture in each part of this davening. You're supposed to picture yourself, in Psukei Dezimra, going up the steps where the musicians played and into the area where the Yisraelim could go. And then the next step is where only the Kainim, even Kainim can only go to Dua Vaida, Mizbeach, and that's Berachos Kriyas Shema. And then you walk into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, that's Shemoneh Esrei. So it's sort of a process of drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the loose definition. Now, let's get back to what he says. Aymer Dal L'Shayna, Shenasata Bi, the world of great purity, the spiritual world, the essence of the neshama is from the Rabbi Nishalan. It's a very lofty idea, and that's something we can explain. Zeu bir apostik kadashim tiu ki kadash ani Hashem. Be kadash, emulate Hashem. Ashakol aloim yitma. Everyone who learns it wonders. Eza nisin istam. That's a reason. Be holy because I'm holy. Lias kadash neshe kadash baruch hu kadash. We have to be holy because God is holy. Chitzrich and lias kol yachol. Do we have to be able to do everything? Kamaisha kadash baruch hu takif ubala yachailis. Are we supposed to be like Hashem in every way? Person should recognize he has within him a bechina of Hashem, l'chein tziva k'dayshim tiyu k'kadosh ani Hashem, ha-sheichim b'kol echad ve'echad. So the k'dayshim tiyu is to recognize that a part of your neshama has great kedusha. That's one. Ata v'rasa, k'neged elam ha-briya, shal neshama yigam kem briya siyesh me'ayin. Briya is the creation of something from nothing, ex nihilo, and that's the neshama, ata v'rasa. Then ata yitzarta, k'neged elam ha-yitzira, shetikanta demusa. Yitzira is giving it form, it's urasam yuchedesli, the idea that every person is unique is, it's an important idea in Ashkafa, because a lot of the pain in the world comes from looking around and comparing to others, whether it has to do with accomplishments in spirituality or even in the physical world. All the pain is based on expectations. The jungle in Africa, you're jealous of the guy who has 8 cows and you only have 2 cows. In America, you're jealous of other silliness. Ato nefachtabi, bahai alma k'neged olam asiya. Ato nefachtabi, that's the last level. You blew it into me. In the world, God blew the neshama into a physical body. Shal yada ani chayim miskayim, that it gives life to the body. So in a sense, we spoke out the other day that the two parts of the neshama, the part that's really above a person, which gives him his unique wisdom and seichel.
In psychological terms, it's called superego.
Okay, you could call it that. If you study these things. And I don't know if it's superego. I don't know. But anyway, it's the intellect, really. It's the spiritual part of the person, the intellect. And then there's the lowest part is the kayach achios. Consciousness. Okay.
It's also the consciousness.
Okay, 100% is the consciousness.
Right.
I tell you, it's an interesting thing. I was reading, I'm at home, a medical encyclopedia, which I'm trying to enjoy. So, it's a medical encyclopedia from 1986. I assume the body runs pretty much the same way as it did then, although the...
No, that's not what we said last week.
No, the body
is the
same.
The medicine is different.
The reform has changed. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that they describe... maybe the doctors will know better, the frontal cortex, the part of the brain that's here, and it goes down in the front of the eyes, is the part that has the personality of the person. That has the, when God forbid, that's damaged, it affects the unique personality of a person. I was thinking that's mamish the makim tefillin, the uniqueness of the person, it's the makim tefillin, and it's bein einecha also, because the brain really comes down, and it's bein einecha, it's interesting, it doesn't prove anything, it's just interesting, the tefillin are on that part of the brain that's the unique, that carries with it the uniqueness of the individual. And,
back to was anyway. A very crucial part, that's right.
I don't know any part that's not crucial, but,
the back is the right one.
Okay.
Which part of this is the Olam
HaAtzilus? Atzilus is the very beginning. The idea, it's not in bold letters, but in the very beginning, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, Shomish Abitayu, he k'neged Olam HaAtzilus. It wasn't bright, it wasn't put into bold. But the Torah Neshama itself is Olam HaAtzilus. It's all upstairs. And then it slowly makes its way into the body. Those are parts of the neshama that we appreciate. When we say the Aton, the kind neshama, Shasatami, we try to appreciate every step of the neshama. From the Tairahi, the essence of Kesh Baruch Hu Kevi Yechol, to the Barasa, to the Yitzarta, to the Nefachta, every part of the neshama. Vata Meshamra Bekir Mishla Tetze Magufi, for Yosef Stira Luchaymer Agashmi Shali, even though the spiritual is incompatible really with the physical. Vata Meshama Hachibor, and God keeps it together. We had an Ashayatzar, Kadivri Aramah, Mafli Lasais. Vata'os Litla Mimenik, Shiyala Bertzeichel Ahafrid Hachibor. And God will eventually take it from us on the day we die. Aval eini misatzev b'shvil machshav azu, but I am not saddened by the thought of dying. Sharei ata osid gam lazir b'ilasid lavei. Because ultimately, the neshama comes back. Va'amru mimeni hakavana miyaguf shali shemistalak haneshama. Once the neshama leaves, ain't sarach lahalavush v'nirka v'nasa offer. The body decomposes. Abarmi lazira bihanu b'tekuf shali shasar kadosh baruch lechadesh. So well known machlekes is the Rambam, the Ramban. Olam Haba, whatever Olam Haba exactly refers to, is a place of a physical body or not. The Rambam considers it absurd. He looks at the body as absurd. That why do we need the body if you have a neshama? That nitzchius has to do with the body. The Rambam dismisses, and it's just extra baggage. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that pashu pshat chias hamesim is the body comes back. The Rambam agrees there's a point where the body comes back, but he says that's not the nitzchius. Be that as it may, we say lazira be lasad lava. It sounds certainly like it's referring at the very least to Tchias HaMesim, when the neshama will return to the guf. Kol zman sha neshama bikirbi, haynu karega mekol yoyim, alei chalet, all the days were in the world, moida ani lefanecha amatnas haneshama. Now we healthy people take life for granted. We don't remember to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, I guess, normal. Umarim sham shafal hersitzal, Pirish Tevas Maida, famous thing. Maida is to praise and also to admit. So he says, Maloshan Haida Al Chayv. Praising Hashem involves sort of a concession. We thank Hashem, we concede to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not in control. Klaimer, Ani Maida Vipem Olam. I am Maida with a full mouth. Maloshan Englis. Acknowledge. Vein ani malim shum davar. I'm not hiding anything. Vein ani mazgav shum say. Rak ani megala kol ha-emes. I'm telling you the truth. Maide. So when you maide bezdin, you admit to things. Umaide maire gam al inyan shvach vahida. Yibayin kol ha-masim. Begodav ad-katan. Kam bayil masi. Adan kol neshom. Shato adan aprati. Shal kol neshom. Neshom shal kol yachim v'yachim. Agav, there's an old argument about how to transliterate the J sound into Hebrew letters. You're writing, let's say, a get with the name Jack. What do you write for Jack? Or New Jersey. What do you write for Jersey? The Shmishik's them out of Hebrew. They're not part of really. They're the old Alkamena journal was. So there's the Dalit Shin camp and the Dalit Zion Shin camp. The old forwards day, it was Dalit Zion Shin. That's the old style. The more contemporary thing is not to put three letters for one letter. It's just a lot to put three letters for one. So today it starts to do Dalit Shin. That's what Emissar Palm did. He did Dalit Shin, New Jersey. So Dalit Shin for J. I noticed in the acknowledge, he has it the old way, you see in the parentheses, acknowledge, it's not a J, it's a G, but it's the same sound, Dalet Zayin Shin he has for it, which, it's not a Raya, because this was transcribed from speeches, from Shurim. So it's not a Raya that Rav Schwab would have written it that way. I once had a Masada Kedushin in Cincinnati, Ohio, so I had to figure out how to write Ksuba. So someone, Cincinnati, Ohio, how do you write the Ksuba? Someone said, wow, Cincinnati, that's hard. I said, no, Cincinnati's easy. Ohio is hard. How do you write Ohio? So I asked Rav Palm. So Rav Palm debated, and he said, you know what, you'll be there, ask a Cincinnati Rav what they do. And some things just very, very hard to write. He said, ask one of the Rabbanim in Cincinnati how they do it. So, the Cleveland part is easy, and the Ohio part is difficult. Yeah, I had this, one of the boys in my shiur got married upstate in a place called New Salem. So the invitation didn't say New Salem, it said the big city around, but when I got there, it was New Salem. I wasn't sure how to spell Salem in Hebrew. Say, Samach Yud Lamed Mem, but it doesn't look like Salem, it looks like Silm. But another year, it looks like Salem. So I called Rebelsky. Rebelsky was alive then. It might be easy in Ohio. That's not saying much.
Jews
It's a first name?
Which is the last name?
Yeah, but last name is Tinker
Rebbe
into the
Ksuba. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. Well, they put on the house.
Salem is Shalom. Shalom. Malki Shalom. Oh, Salem is Shalom. That's where it comes from. Okay. Anyway, he ends Baruch Hamas and the Shamis Lufkar Amesim. It means Ani Maido Mitzar Sharimamim Bitchias Amesim. Vashayach Inyan Atchia Lakan Yisharoyim Me'ed Chilas Amesim B'chol Laila. See, we say Amaz and Hashem is Lufgarim Mesim. Does it mean dead people? Does it mean sleeping people who wake up? See, he's saying it's really both. It's a Haidah that there'll be Tchias HaMesim, but we see it in waking up in the morning. He explains, Me'en Tchias HaMesim B'chal Laila, Shem Neshama Ezeves Esaguf, V'chizere Esalav B'chal Baiker. Now, to the extent that the Neshama is the Kayach HaChias of a person that doesn't leave the body, to the extent that's the consciousness of a person, it does. Oh, so he's going to bring that. He brings that. It's important to sleep. We thank Hashem that we're able to fall asleep. The consciousness of the person takes leave of him. When you sleep, you don't know what you're doing. That's what you were saying. It's the 60th of death. A very funny chavrusa. He said, wow, death is 60 times sleep. I enjoy sleep so much. I can't wait to see what. Remember Yossi Laufer? Remember? Okay. Anyway, he used to say that. Mizer Raish, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yazan, Neshamis Lufgarim, Pirish Gufim HaMeisim. It's in the end that the dead bodies left Chia. Next paragraph, he says, Emeiz Atam Lei Omer, Bichas Lekai Neshamim, Spal Shmein Esrei. If you didn't say it, you're ready, David Shmein Esrei. Das Harbe Pais Gim Sheshuv Eino Yomrei. You don't say the Bracha, Ki Kvar Yotza, Bibirchas Mechaye HaMeisim. The Bracha Mechaye HaMeisim is in the end of Lefgar Meisim, Hashashom Mefartim Kol Mashayimim Bebracha Zu, Vayit Chazen Lamayi Levar Sham, and we get to Tchias HaMeisim, Mishmein Esrei, we'll explain it further.